You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Jaguar fans? This is your man, Tony Wiggins, with another edition of Locked On Jaguars here. As we get closer to the weekend, man, and Father's Day, which is obviously one of my favorite holidays, if you consider it a holiday or just a day of recognition, well, it's coming up for a couple of reasons. But first, I want to tell you guys that today's podcast is sponsored by Peacock and Williamson Podcast. The Peacock and Williamson, look how fast I'm talking. The Peacock and Williamson Podcast is Brian Peacock and Matt Williamson. That's an NFL analyst and an NFL scout breaking it down for you every single day and bringing you Monday through Friday here on the Locked On Podcast Network and bringing you a different viewpoint to look at the NFL, the entire NFL, not just one team. It's the Peacock and Williamson Podcast. You can subscribe on the Odyssey app and check out those brothers. They do a outstanding job. So this thing I want to discuss today is, and it's really a really fun subject for me because it talks about how. Everyone wants to know the why and what the Jaguars are going to do in order for them to get to the point where they start to reach their full potential. So I'm going to give you a realistic way of thinking about it. At first, I'm going to tell you how hard it is to be really, really good, all right, in this league. And then I'm going to tell you, I'm going to expand on that and show you and ask some hard questions. And I'm going to really, really, really make you think. And then in the third segment, what I'm going to do is, and I'm going to drag y'all along. In the third segment, I'm going to tell you exactly what I think the Jaguars have to do to be great. But let me tell you where my thinking is with this. My thinking is with this is it feels good to finally have some accountability. People, namely Urban Meyer, people that are going to come in and have an approach where it's a coach-centric team. They tell you exactly what they want. They say stuff like best of the best. They want the best facilities, the best this, the best that. But the realistic approach is that everyone in this league is trying. And this is not to diss Urban Meyer, because in college, you had football facilities. You have the team, you have the facilities, you have the conference, you have all of that stuff. So there are some big boy teams in college football. Florida's one and Ohio State's one, right? Alabama, obviously, Texas, USC. Outside of that, you're not going to get very many teams or very many schools that are going to be able to match you in terms of some of the things that those teams have to offer. You're just not. Auburn and Florida State and Clemson have to do it a little bit differently than Alabama, FSU. And for people that don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not just talking about the money that's poured into the school. But if you ask anybody from the state of South Carolina, Clemson is not the most important college in that state. It's the University of South Carolina. And teams like Texas A&M, they know they have to go the route that Clemson went, and they have to go, and who went the route that Auburn had to go, who went the route that FSU had to go. They know that, because Texas A&M will never be bigger than Texas. Clemson, in the mind of the people of South Carolina, will never be bigger than South Carolina. Florida State will never be bigger than Florida, and Auburn will never be bigger than Alabama. So Urban coached at two schools in Florida and Alabama that were the big, Florida and Ohio State, that were the big deals in their state, all right? So you have the pageantry, you have the alumni, you have the support of the state government, the back, all of that stuff working for you. So when you start recruiting, now you get these players in and you start winning and your players are better than other people's, with the exception of four or five other schools in the country. The NFL is not like that. So to those people that said, well, he can't recruit, this is your time to come in here and shine right now and listen to what I'm about to tell you. Because the thing that kind of made me mad about that is, well, nobody in the NFL can recruit. So he's not at a disadvantage, right? If he can't recruit, nobody can recruit. So let's just focus on what it is that he can do. And I understand why people brought that up. Is he going to out-coach Andy Reid? Could you definitively say that he's going to out-coach Andy Reid, that he's going to out-coach Pete Carroll? is going to outcoach John Harbaugh. I mean, I'm serious. And I'm not being facetious here. I'm just trying to – he's going to outcoach Bruce Arians. I'm telling you that's a lot harder than people think it is. The difference between the great coaches in college football – is he going to outcoach Bill Belichick? I don't know why I left him out. The great coaches in college football, there's an exponential gap between them and the middle of the pack, or them and just everybody. That's not the case in the NFL. The NFL has some guys that can really – they can draw this stuff up, man. They have some smart, smart coaches, all right? So there's so much talk about the facilities. Is he going to ever out-facility the Patriots or the Cowboys? Don't think so. I saw the Dolphins facility. It's outstanding. Are they ever going to out-stadium those clubs? No, because they don't own the stadium. The city will always own the stadium here. They will never, ever, 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 ever out-do that stuff with Jerry. They won't. They won't do it. Are they going to outdraft everyone? It's possible. But the GM they have has been fired before, right? Are you going to out-identity everyone? No one has their self-identity down more than the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Jaguars have had 3 coaches in the last 4 years. The Steelers have had 3 in my lifetime, and I'll be 52 in 2 weeks. No one knows their identity better than Pittsburgh and maybe New England with the Patriot way. Nobody. You're not going to out-identify those teams that have this long history in front of you. But there's a silver lining here, and I'm going to get to it in just a little bit. In segment 2, I'm going to tell you some of the things you have to do, and Urban kind of mentioned it. In my opinion, he kind of mentioned it when he was talking about one of his position groups this year. He said something, and I think that's what you have to actually incorporate into this thought process. So the thing around here has been to be the best of the best. The one thing they can be best at, and I'm going to be honest with you, is sports performance. Not to say that teams around the league, and I wouldn't know what their sports performance programs look like. I'm not, that in tuned into that stuff. But I do know that Urban kind of leads with that more than anyone else does. And I think they're going to do with sports performance what a lot of offensive coordinators did, and that is adopt some of the things from college, where you have to really focus on sports performance because those guys are growing and then they're still under your wing. Whereas in the NFL, some teams may have allowed the players to take care of that on their own a little bit, because of liability reasons. I think Urban can be the forefront with sports performance. But that in itself, being good at one thing, doesn't make you a perennial champion or a contender for the Super Bowl. It's a start, but it doesn't make you a champion, or it doesn't make you an organization that is just flat out better than everyone else. So I'm going to get to, in segment 2, a lot of the things that I think have to happen in order for the Jaguars to be where everyone wants them to be. I'm going to get to it in segment 2, and I'm going to start telling you, and then in segment 3, I'm going to lay it all out for you. So y'all going to have to hang with me today, because this is a macro look at the how, and not just, this is where that little barbecue we've been having for 6 months, it kind of starts to die down, and you have to look at the reality that we got to clean up, and everybody has to go to work, and we have to learn to live with this newfound success as opposed to just celebrating it. I'll tell you in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about rockauto.com, man, rockauto.com is where I go to get all my parts and accessories for my vehicles. You don't want to be left out of this, man, because it is the flat out truth. Rockauto.com has been in business for over 2 decades, and they save me a trip to these chain stores where I have to answer a bunch of questions that I don't know the answer to. At rockauto.com, they have everything you could imagine and every single part and accessory for your car, any make or model. You go to rockauto.com for your mobile device or your laptop. All you got to do, man, is when they ask, how did you hear about us? I want you to put Locked On in that box so they know that we sent you. It's a family-owned business, been in business for 2 decades. And they'll answer any questions that you have on that website. You can order your parts, save you a bunch of money, just like you're a professional. And in days, that stuff will be delivered to you. It's rockauto.com. Enter Locked On in that box so that they know we sent you. I want to tell you guys, too, locally here about Prototype Escape Games. Now, let me tell you what this is. It is a game room for human beings. You actually go on Beach Boulevard in St. John's Bluff, on the corner of Beach in St. John's Bluff, and you experience this. Now, you can use it as just fun, or it can be a team-building exercise. They have an escape room that is one of the newest adventures. It's called the Locker Room, and this is so relevant to football, it's not even funny. You can save your Duval franchise. This is all fictional. They're the Panthers, okay? You can go to the sports complex and save the Panthers from actually being taken and shipped overseas to Europe. Now, you got to find the whistleblowers. You got to figure that out. And then you got to get in and out before you get caught. All right? You got 60 minutes. And this is so fun for all of us, man, to do. Me and my family, we've been over there on a team-building exercise. It was absolutely incredible. And you can make an appointment today for you and your friends at Prototype Escape Games, located right here in Jacksonville on the corner of Beach and St. John's Bluff. Now, you visit prototypejax.com. That's Jax, J-A-X, and use the code Tony, and you'll receive 10% off your entire booking. That's prototypejax.com. Use Tony to receive 10% off your booking at Prototype Escape Games. Don't break out of a room. Man, you need to break into one. It's prototypejax.com, promo code Tony. Rolling along here, man. You guys, I'm going to just get right to it. So I mentioned some of those things that the Jaguars weren't going to be able to outdo these teams. You're not going to also out-pageantry the Green Bay the Packers. You're not going to do that. It's just these teams have a head start. So the ultimate goal here is to change the franchise by winning a championship. And I say singular championship because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, by example, when they were an expansion team, went years, and they were always Tampa Bay. And there's something that I say a lot and I say often when I say it's not the uniforms, it's not the people, it's not the air we breathe. You just got to do a better job of being a good organization, and that's what we're talking about here today. But the Bucs changed their entire trajectory when they won that Super Bowl in the 2000s when Tony Dungy took over. I mean, when John Gruden took over for Tony Dungy, when they had Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks and that whole crew and Tiki Barber and Rondé Barber and John Lynch. It changed their franchise. Now, they won again last year, right? But winning again last year just meant they won again. Getting that first one actually changed their franchise trajectory forever. The Washington football team, who I grew up supporting, you're not going to out-pageantry them either, and they own their stadium. I mean, they're probably going to be building another one because that one is outdated. It was outdated when they built it, but in any event, they won 3 Super Bowls in 11 years during the Joe Gibbs era. The last time they won a Super Bowl was 1991. I don't know if you know, that's 30 years ago. But they're still living and singing Hail to the, HTTR. They're still living and singing that song and walking around with their chest out and their football self-esteem so high because of what they did 30 years ago. So what you want to do is put yourself in a position to win a championship, because that championship, even if it's just one, will change the trajectory of your franchise. So where are they now and what do they have now? Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer. I just told you Urban probably isn't going to outcoach people every week. Is Trevor Lawrence going to outplay or be better in his career than Patrick Mahomes? Because got a newsflash for you. For the majority of his playing career, Patrick Mahomes will be one of his contemporaries. And there are already people saying that Patrick Mahomes may be the best quarterback they've ever seen. Right? He's going to have Josh Allen as a contemporary. He's going to have Justin Fields as a contemporary. He's going to have Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow as contemporaries. Does he have to be the best quarterback in the league? No, he does not. You know what he has to be? He has to be one of the top 8 quarterbacks in the league. This goes back to Urban Meyer's theory about his defensive line where he says my defensive line has to be in the top 1/4 in the NFL. And that's exactly what he has to be. And that's exactly what this team has to be. And I'll explain it. You want to be in position to give yourself a chance, a la the New Orleans Saints with Drew Brees. You want to be in position to give yourself a chance. Phillip Rivers spent an entire career, for the most part of his career, as a top 1/4 quarterback in the NFL. But they didn't have all of this other stuff that you need. And he never got there. At some point, Tony Romo was one of the top 8 quarterbacks in the league. He never got there. Right? Kurt Warner, when he was with St. Louis, was one of the top 8 quarterbacks in the league. He won the MVP. They won it. Okay? So here's what you have to do. They don't have to be the best at any one thing. And being the best at any one thing isn't going to get you a title, because the Dallas Cowboys have been the best at marketing and being on the conscience of football fans, not only in the state of Texas, but around the country, talking about the star with that big old stadium, and they haven't won anything since 1996. So being the best at one thing doesn't make you a champion. But you can be the best at one thing and still be very good at everything else and get into that realm of that every single year, the way Kansas City has always, for the most part, been, and the way Andy Reid was in Philly for all intents and purposes, but he was never able to go to the hump. But for most of the last 20 years, Andy Reid football teams have been in that top 1/4. And they gave themselves a chance to win. That's what happened to the Patriots. When people say, okay, they won 7 championships or 6 championships in 20 years. Yeah, you know what? They won 3, and then there was a big gap, and they won 3 more. They went 9 seasons without winning a title. But they stayed in the top 1/4 and kept tweaking it until they get it right. Trevor Lawrence doesn't have to be better than Patrick Mahomes to beat Patrick Mahomes. Urban Meyer doesn't have to be better than Andy Reid to beat Andy Reid. You have to put yourself in a position to be one of the top, you know, 12 teams go to the playoffs, but I'm focusing on the top 8, and I'm focusing on Urban's philosophy. You have to be in the top 1/4 of everything in the NFL. I'm going to tell you how they can do it. And here we go. This is the macro thing I'm talking about. This is how they get it done. But you're going to have to wait until we get to the third segment. Here on Locked On Jaguars on a Thursday, I'm going to finish it off and I'm going to tell you how they can do it. After I tell you guys about BuiltBar.com and Built Bar, well, itself, that is on BuiltBar.com, 9 great flavors of the best protein bar you have ever tasted in your life. And my favorite one is the salted caramel. They're packed with protein, 7 to 18 grams of protein, very little carbs, very little sugar. And they are fantastic for you if you're working out. Very low calorie also. But they're covered in 100% chocolate and they taste absolutely delicious. You can find out just how good they are by going to BuiltBar.com, like I said at the top, and entering the promo code LOCKED15. Now, if you enter that promo code, you're going to get 15% off of your next order of Built Bars. Great, great taste, great, great flavor. Beautiful packaging too, by the way. And if you want to follow along for their occasional special Built Bar recipe that they put out and all of the information, go to @bar_built on Twitter and follow along with Built Bars. Built Bar is the cold truth, and that promo code is LOCKED15 for 15% off of your next order. I got to tell you now about BetOnline, where you can put your money and your mind together and win you some money. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and the NBA playoffs have been off the chain, man. And you can always catch a little bit of action, especially with these injuries happening. You might be able to bet an underdog or two and get you some money. You get all the latest news and odds and info for every sport, including the two I just mentioned, plus UFC, boxing, even horse racing. Before the next pitch or tip-off in hoops, get on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their run through these playoffs. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code Locked On. It's BetOnline, which is your online sportsbook experts. Do like me, man. Put your mind together and put your information together on BetOnline together. Take your little wager and turn it into a big wager in a fat pocket. It's betonline.ag, promo code Locked On. All right, man. So third segment here, the how. How can they do it? Well, they've already gotten started, and this is the good news. So, you know, we don't just give you the news. We give you the good news. We don't just ask questions. We try to give you answers. They've already started it. Just think about this. With all the new things that you've heard about, fixing the talent in the secondary, improving the running back room, being more explosive, getting more speed, creating competition, being better at nutrition and sports performance, finding out how these guys can improve their bodies and lifting more weights. You wonder where the hell all of this stuff was all before. And maybe they were doing some of it, but they didn't lead with it and they didn't emphasize it. And it wasn't communicated well. So now you've improved the communication. The reason why you improve communication is because everyone knows who's running the show. You have an alpha as the coach. So now when you do that, the messages are not distorted. They're very clear. People know what their expectations are. If you don't play up to par, you'll be gone, right? Competition is going to be created. They have guys stacked on top of each other at certain positions, right? And at those certain positions, they're always trying to improve. It's not a case of we'll use him until we get somebody better. No, we're going to get somebody better right now, and we're going to force both of those dudes to fight it out. That's what it's called. It's called iron sharpening iron, creating more competition. You're more organized and more detail-oriented because now excuses can't be made and mistakes won't be uncoached, and mistakes also won't be tolerated. All of those penalties that you get after the whistle, the stuff is going to go out the door with Urban Meyer. Because while I don't think he is better at play calling than Andy Reid or coaching than Bill Belichick, what I do know about him is he's a stickler for details. And if you don't play well, we'll go back to that competition thing that we talked about. There will be someone who will play instead of you. This team is not going to be built based on what I've seen of just having one or two stars and then having a few guys behind them that play special teams and play their role, and you're going to get led by the stars. This ain't hoops. This ain't basketball. This is football. The guy behind the starter can play too. In fact, if the starter ain't careful, he's going to lose his job. That's what this is. It's competition at every single level. So they've gotten off to a start right there. We talked about facilities, things that could make this look like one of the real organizations in the sport. You don't have to be the best. You're not going to be better than Dallas, but your stadium experience better be in the upper echelon of the league because it needs to match the rest of your team. They're talking about a standalone facility, the way the Miami Dolphins have. I saw their new facility, where the Jaguars are going to get their standalone facility. The standalone facility is going to be more enticing to players. It's going to be more player-friendly. Things will be more centralized. It'll be something just for them. It'll enhance the performance with the nutrition and the training staff. And it'll really create the type of environment that cultivates championships. So you're getting all of that done. The pageantry, they have a rabid fan base here. I don't care what anybody says. So you can't go back 60 years when you weren't here 60 years ago. But as far as fan bases go, the fan base is absolutely good, and they have the support from the community. Culture. All of that stuff is talked about, when I talked about the facilities, when I talk about the programs and the communication between the team and the head, and then the communication between the team and the community. All of that creates culture. But nothing is better than winning. And what is winning? What is winning? Winning is consistently being good and being one of the top eight teams in the league. Giving yourself a shot to constantly, and all you have to do is this. Trevor has to just be better that day than Patrick Mahomes. Right? Right. There are guys that have beaten Tom Brady in the playoffs in the Super Bowl before because they were better that day and their team was better that day. You have to give yourself a repeated chance to be there. And then if you're always there, you're not learning how to be there. You already know how to be there. Now you're learning how to take the next step. So no, don't think that they're going to be necessarily the fastest team in the league. A lot of teams draft for speed. Don't think that they're all of a sudden going to draft players that nobody else knows about all the time. No, they have to have a self-identity and a self-awareness to get the guys that fit what they're trying to do. And they have to know exactly where they're going and what they're trying to accomplish. And then they have to consistently be in place in order to try to win that Super Bowl. Now, I was talking dynasty if they did this right. It could still be that, but before you become a dynasty, you have to win number one. And winning that first championship, putting yourself in a position and getting over that hump is going to be the thing that changes your franchise forever, because once you got it, you got it. You're a champion. You can always say that, right? And at, from those players' perspectives, sometimes when you win, you actually get better because now you know you're a champion and now you actually improve and get better because you're motivated to now fight off everybody, because now sometimes the bullseye gets on your back and you're no longer just walking up on people. Now the rabbit has the gun. So I've seen an underdog New England team win a championship with a young quarterback that they didn't even trust to throw the ball, to now winning six championships, and then that quarterback winning seven, going somewhere else and winning. Because now everybody does trust him to throw the ball. Because why? Because he won that first one when nobody trusted him to throw the ball, but now he's a champion, and now he's confident, and now he's better. So now you wouldn't find him in a game where the team isn't dependent on him to throw the ball. Get the first one first, and the way you do that is to do all of those things that they talk about doing. They don't have to be the best at any singular thing. They just got to be, in my opinion, in the top one-fourth of the league, and put themselves in a position to give themselves a chance every year. You have a chance every morning, too, to find out what's going on in the world of sports by listening to the Locked On Today podcast with Peter Bukowski. It's the shot of espresso you need every single morning to get you going throughout the day, and Peter will take care of that for you. It's 20 minutes, man, and it's fast, and he uses local experts to get you down to the nitty-gritty of what's really going on. And you can find that here on the Locked On Podcast Network and subscribe to it on the Odyssey app and wherever you get podcasts. It's your man, Tony Wiggins, with another show, man. You guys take care of each other, as I say every single time, and I have another one for you tomorrow. Until then, take care.